With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Committed to enforcing federal immigration law, the Trump administration's reportedly launched a roundup focusing on illegal Somali immigrants in Minneapolis-St. Paul. It comes amid a massive Medicaid fraud scandal in Minnesota, along with rampant gang activity. All of this prompting President Trump to declare Somalis not welcome here.
The president ended his Tuesday cabinet meeting with a tirade against Somalis living in the United States, complaining they add little to American society.
I don't want them in our country. Their country's no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too.
In recent days, he's described Minnesota, which is home to the largest Somali community in the U.S., as a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has officially terminated all pardons or communications signed by that infamous auto pen during President Biden's term in office. In Tennessee.
What a night. We did it.
He certainly did. Republican Matt Van Epps has won the special election for a U.S. House seat in a very close race with Democrat Afton Bain.
Van Epps defeated Democratic opponent and state lawmaker Afton Bain to keep the 7th Congressional District in GOP hands. President Trump backed Van Epps. The special election followed Republican Congressman Mark Green's resignation this past summer. This congressional race saw a surge in spending.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Official winter is still a few weeks away, but it's already looking a lot like winter across parts of the Northeast, where a storm dumped as much as a foot of snow in some spots. This round of winter-like weather left its mark from Ohio to Maine. On Wall Street, Dow futures 102 points higher. This is SRN News. A Canadian pastor is facing jail time.
Derek Reimer of Calgary is already under house arrest for protesting against the Drag Queen Story Hour event at his local library. Now the courts have ordered him to write a letter of apology for his demonstration, threatening to put him in prison if he refuses. Reimer says he cannot apologize because that would be admitting that he is wrong. Canada's laws covering religious liberty and freedom of speech are not as expansive as those here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian authorities are mystified over the theft of a baby Jesus figure from a controversial nativity scene snatched from his crib in historic old Brussels last weekend. This version of baby Jesus has no face. Artist Victoria Maria Geyer says she crafted the nativity figure without facial features so that people from all racial groups would see themselves in it. Many online critics say the display was in poor taste. This is SRN News. The Trump administration says it will withhold SNAP from Democrat-led states if they fail to provide data.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the action is in the works because those states are refusing to provide requested information about the recipients, including their names and immigration status, and that states should comply to help root out fraud in the program. Experts say that while there certainly is fraud in a $100 billion a year program, that the bigger problem is perpetrated by organized crime. About 42 million lower-income Americans rely on SNAP to help buy groceries. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Airbus expects to deliver fewer planes this year, an issue with fuselage panels on some A320 planes. The reason? Says it's targeting around 790 commercial aircraft deliveries this year, down from an earlier estimate of 820 planes. More details, SRNNews.com.